Parshat Yitro. Yitro shows up, comes back to Moshe after Moshe left to free Am Yisrael. And Yitro heard everything that happened, and he shows up and he tells Moshe, Vayomer Moshe, Ani chotencha Yitro ba'ilecha v'ishtecha u'shnei vanei ima. So he says to Moshe, I'm your father-in-law Yitro, coming to you, and your wife and two sons are with her. So this pasuk needs a little bit of help because he's saying, I'm coming. How far away is he? Where is he? Can he hear him? So Rashi tells us, helps us out. Vayomer Moshe yidei shaliach, he sent a messenger. Ibn Ezra tells us, Vayomer kfar amar el Moshe lefnei bo'am yidei shaliach, o bi'ger k'tuvar, in a letter. So he says, I'm coming. Okay. So the Sforno comes and says, that seems too close to the event. In other words, did he almost show up and then send somebody ahead, hey, let him know I'm here? That's what Rashi makes it sound like. So the Sforno reads a little bit more into Ani Chotencha Yitro. It says, Hikdim lo odio. He let him know in advance of his arrival. I'm going to come. He arranged a whole messenger to show up. And the Sforno learns an important lesson for this. Derech Musar. Leman yuchal achin makom leshiftam. This teaches us an important Musar lesson. It's not nice to just show up to people. He's going to need a bed for his father-in-law. He's going to need to tidy up the place because his wife is coming. He's going to need to find beds for his two kids. A room for his... Everything's changing. He can't just show up like that. That's not nice. So the Musar is... Meaning he's teaching us derech eretz. He's teaching us manners. Manners is to let him know you're coming before you come. And the Sforno says, this is like what we're told in Gemara Pesachim, Komram Zichron Livracha, Al tikanis leveitcha pitom, kol shekein leveitcha vercha. Don't enter your house suddenly, all the more so your friend's house. Now this isn't necessarily the standard way of explaining that. That Gemara is a list of statements that Rabbi Akiva told his son, Rabbi Yoshua. He said he taught him seven things, seven different important messages for life. So one of them was, don't enter your house suddenly, kol shekein, your friend's house. So, for example, there the Rashbam says, make some noise before you come in. As in, it's your house, you can show up. Or if it's your friend's house, you can't just show up, but make some noise, even if you're expected, just in case they're doing something private. Dilma avdi milta d'tzniuta, that's what the Rashbam says. And in fact, if you look, and the Gemara quotes as this pasuk, v'al tikanis l'beitcha, where does it get it from? It gets it, the Rashbam tells us, this is from v'nishma kolob v'oel ha-kodesh. What's that pasuk? That's a pasuk about the Kohen Gadol wearing bells. If he's wearing bells, Hashem hears him and knows. Okay, now Hashem kivyachol is never surprised. Okay? But the Rabbeinu Bechaye tells us it's trying to teach us something. If it's saying, wear bells when you enter the Makom Kodosh and the Beit HaMikdash to warn Hashem, Hashem doesn't need your warning. So what is it teaching us? It's teaching us the important lesson of Derech HaMusar, Limda Torah Derech Eretz, La'adam Arotze Likanes Lefnei HaMelech, Shiyem Makish Bepetach. Knock first. You don't enter a room without knocking. So says the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Bechaye, this is an important idea. Don't enter your home. Let them, without warning. So the Sforno's pshat isn't their pshat, Rashbam and Rabbeinu Bechaye. Their pshat is about when you go in to warn them, make noise so that you're not surprising. The Sforno's giving us a different set of musar. It has nothing to do about when you're walking in and making noise so they know. It has to do with giving them time to prepare for you. Hikdin lo diod derech musar leman yuchal achin makon leshiftam. That has nothing to do with privacy. Maybe they're doing something private they don't want you to see. That has to do with them being able to prepare for you properly. So the Sforno says he let them know in advance so they could prepare for him properly. And why is the Torah telling us this? The Torah is telling us this to teach us musar, to teach us Miro, Derech Eretz. That is what is going on, that we're supposed to be able to learn from the Torah certain ideas. And when the Sforno says that this is what is being told in in the Gemara, what is he doing? Sort of Kupperman's edition of the footnote here in the Sforno says, Mitzvot, the Sforno likes to do this. You know, it's a trend if you go through the Sforno. He likes to find either a source or an example of Ma'amarei Chazal in things happening in the Torah. And what's the goal? That even though these are Mitzvot Midrabanan coming from the Gemara, we have to assume they're on like a higher level than other Mitzvot Midrabanan that they came up from their own Svara. In other words, when we have the Mitzvot Midrabanan being exemplified and taught to us from examples in the Torah, now it's like one step higher than any other of the Ma'amarei Chazal, which are still very important, but it's like, I guess the equivalent of an Asmachta of the Midot and Derech Eretz it's teaching us. So the Sforno is saying it's not knocking right before you enter, as the Pshat Gemara is according to the Rashbam. And it's not Yitro just showing up and sending somebody to knock right before he enters, according to Rashi and even Ezra. The Sforno says, no, before he even comes, make sure everything is all set up for me. And that lesson, that sensitivity that Yitro had is a lesson for all of us, that to make sure, if you're going somewhere, that they're prepared for you, that you don't show up unannounced. You show up when they're expecting you. And that lesson the Sforno gets from Yitro in this parsha.